The latest scorecard for the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA, revealed progress and lingering problems for agency compliance. Department CIOs say at its heart the law is a good thing, but the scorecard could use some improvement of its own. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers discussed the latest developments with executive editor Jason Miller.
Meredith, the federal scorecard around the FITARA, I know CIOs, I've talked to them privately, I've talked to them publicly, and they're not always happy with those results. In fact, the Federal News Radio CIO survey this year really was eye-opening in terms of how the CIOs thought of the scorecard. So what are you hearing about the scorecard from CIOs?
Right. So I'll just back up a little bit for those who are not as caught up as you and I are. The third FITARA scorecard came out earlier this month, and of the 24 big agencies, 12 improved on their grades, 11 stayed the same, and one, the Department of Transportation, went down. And the scorecard looks at things like data center consolidation, CIO authority enhancements, transparency, risk management. This year, there was also a plus minus for agencies whose CIOs report directly to the secretary or deputy secretary. And that breakdown was about 50-50 in terms of plus minus this time around. And the scorecard was issued by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And one of the committee members, Jerry Connolly, also happens to be a co-author of the bill. And he recently spoke about how far the law has come and where it still needs to go. Here's Connolly.
There are some areas in the scorecard where we can and should do better. There are some agencies who I think have fallen behind. In some cases, it's a matter of, frankly, being delinquent on reporting. And had the reporting been on time, the scores would have been better. So, and we're not about, you know, some rigid bureaucratic game of, well, that's too bad. I mean, we want to capture data as best we can. And try to reflect the progress being achieved in an agency and exhort, encourage, and support the CIOs, especially in implementing that.
That was Jerry Connolly, Virginia congressman and co-author of the FITARA Act.
Now, a big deal with FITARA, and I've covered this over the years, is it's not just saying go do it, but people have to change. How did Connolly address that issue of the need to change?
Yes, he said that FITARA is hopefully going to be a culture change. He pointed out that in 24 agencies, there are like 250 CIOs, which is a recipe, he says, for nobody's in charge, nobody's accountable. And so he said he wants to see an evolution of the CIO management system that allows for implementation, accountability, and better management of assets.
What's interesting is at one time, the very original FITARA bill had a provision in it that said there would be only one person with the title of CIO in every agency. And I think a couple things kind of came out, and I think the administration, but also agency, said, well, okay, let's slow down on that for a second, because they were worried only one person with a CIO title. That's a big culture change versus what I think Jerry Connolly's talking about here, which is just this idea that not only the CIO gets a seat at the table, but needs to be involved in those decisions with the CFO, the CAO, and the like.
Right, just having that direct line to, that's what he said, he's like a direct line to that secretary or deputy secretary's office. It shouldn't have to be a running around. If something happens or you need to make a decision, having to go through so many steps rather than just going directly to who you need to get the yes or no from.
And some agencies like Interior, some agencies such as VA have done that with the one CIO, and others like the DOD, for instance, it just may not be practical to do that. Now, what does CIO say about the latest scorecard?
Yeah, so at the same event where Connolly spoke, Ann Duncan, she's the CIO for the Environmental Protection Agency, and Carlene Aletto, the Executive Director of the Enterprise Business Management Office at DHS, they also spoke about FITARA. And in general, the women said, at its heart, it's a good idea, but there are some things that need work. Here's Aletto.
I will tell you, I think we should be an A. But unfortunately, based on the things that we are being rated, and like I said, we got a B minus. I just don't think that it really reflects all of the work and the accomplishments that we have made. And the biggest accomplishment is the collaborativeness across DHS or across the department, working with the CPO to make sure that the acquisition review is in process, working with the CFO to ensure that the budget actually, you know, exemplifies what we are trying to do based on our strategic goals and objectives. Working with CHICO, our human capital office, to ensure that we have the right skill sets in place to do the jobs that we need to have done. Those things are important. And while we may have been doing it in a minimal fashion, we are now doing it I would say 75 to 80%. And we're pushing forward to 100%.
Ann Duncan says she also thought her agency should have an A score. And Duncan admitted she's been critical of the scorecard because it grabs some things that are relatively easy to measure, but they don't really reflect what Futara does for CIOs. And she said one of the things that really bothers her is the risk metric.
I, out of the gate, did really well in the risk metric because I've been really hard on some of our projects and marked them down and said they had a lot of risk, which is great. I understand that the GAO wants CIOs to recognize risk, right? However, if I work with my projects and I get the risk level down, if I improve their posture, my grade will go down. So there is no incentive for me to, number one, get rid of the risk, other than the fact that I don't want our projects to fail, but it'll make me do worse on the scorecard. But number two, to give them better grades, right? I could continue to give them horrible grades, and I could continue to have that A. So that, while maybe that was a metric for the beginning to get CIOs to recognize risk, it's not a sustainable metric if you actually want to fix the underlying problems that are causing risk.
That was Ann Duncan, CIO with the EPA.
So, Meredith, a lot of progress being made on Futara, and obviously there's some adjustment period that's happening. But it's interesting because Futara is one of several of these legislative mandates that Congress has given agencies without really any funding, of course, and they're holding them accountable. I know you covered a Data Act hearing as well just recently. How do you see these different mandates coming together to kind of promote really the same path to push not just CIOs, but CFOs, acquisition, HR executives down the same path?
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens next year, especially when the budget comes out. Like every time I go to a hearing and it's like, well, if the CIO is there saying, well, if you want more security or you want more, if you just want better performance, we're going to need more money from it. And we're also going to need the people to do it. And, you know, the talent, the workforce talent for it. And so I think it'll be interesting to see what happens when all the new faces come in, whether or not they give the CIO offices what they need to get that done.
And a lot of times it's not that there's not enough money. I mean, if you think about the federal IT budget is one example, it's $80 billion. We hear that number thrown away a lot, but something like 72, 73% of it, even 75% is tied up in just supporting legacy systems. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big chunk that's supporting people, right? Mm-hmm. The paying for the salaries and the expenses. There's really not a lot left to squeeze the efficiency. And I think that's part of the issue here is that's why Futara is so important to Jerry Connelly, to the CIOs, because that there are opportunities to squeeze the efficiency if they can work together with the other CXO community.
Right. Connelly was saying like he doesn't want Futara to be a very rigid sort of thing. He doesn't want it to be a straitjacket for Congress. It's supposed to be more flexible because it can be a management tool that can help push everyone towards, you know, that full implementation and making progress in that.
All right, Meredith, I know we'll be all covering that heading into 2017 and beyond. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Jason.